This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, BMO Harris Bank, Builder Supply Outlet, and ComEd. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Well, good morning to one and all. It is indeed me, Wendy Snyder, sitting in for David Hochberg today. And welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I don't know how to set this up. How far is it to Chicago? What?
Elwood?
Go.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
I wish I had a half a pack of cigarettes. I quit July. It was a year that I quit, but I still think about having
no cheating?
A cigarette. No, God, no.
Okay. In what year?
It's been a year.
This
July was a year.
Good job.
But I still think about it.
Do you have people that smoke around you and you say, blow it in my face, please?
No, you're kinky, Tom.
That's just the tip of the iceberg there.
Let me introduce our guest. Do we have another guest in there? We can bring him in because this is a party. I was explaining yesterday to some cousins, I'm filling in for David Hochberg, and they said, oh, what are you going to be doing? And I said, you've never listened? I go, it's a mortgage show. No, it isn't really. It's a Better Your House, Better Your Life. It's a show that anyone can listen to. So we have the experts helping me through it today. Amy Kite, Realtor, the Kite Team, Keller Williams Infinity. Amy, it is a pleasure to meet you face-to-face, finally.
Yes, Wendy. You and I have been on the radio before, so it is nice to meet you.
And so you have a website. We're just going to say a quick hello, and then we'll talk about more specific things as the show goes on. Is
yep.
that how it works?
If anybody wants to reach me, they can at 847-877-9881, or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Excellent. All right. We have Josh Herman, who's here from BMO Harris Bank, business banking officer and VP. Josh, a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you as well.
And
thanks for having me.
What are we going to be talking about today?
We'll talk a little bit about home equities and then also private bank.
Am I the only one that still says HELOC? Do people call it HELOC?
They call it
HELOC. Do I sound like an idiot when I say HELOC?
No, that's the easiest way to say it.
Okay. Home equity line of credit, correct?
Exactly.
All right. Tom Janke is here from Builder Supply Outlet. How are you, Tom?
I am marvelous. What a great day today.
Don't you love fall?
Yes.
I think fall is the best season.
Favorite.
And hopefully we get a good one. Sometimes we go from summer to winter here in Chicago, but we may have a nice fall.
But did you see this coming weekend, not this one, next one. It's going to be back into the 60s again. So
that's all right.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Sit out in the backyard and have a beer.
Absolutely.
And not a cigarette. I'll still think about it, though.
Drink a beer and dream of smoking. Yes, I like that.
All right. And Mega Pros Joe Hogel, how are you today?
Great to see you.
You as well.
Yeah. Thank you for being here.
We had fun last time I filled in.
We always have fun.
We do.
Did you get your ceiling done?
Yes, last time we were on, there was a ceiling that was patched, and the guy would not paint just one area. He wanted to do the whole ceiling, but that was a lot of money. I did it myself. I brought in a little chip to one of the hardware stores and said, can you paint match it? And they said no, because it was textured. They said they needed a smooth piece of paint. And so I don't know why. He said the computer won't read it. And he kind of walked away from me, so I just took this stupid paint chip and went against the little swatches I matched it perfectly and did it myself.
Nice job.
Good job.
Oh, are you hiring? Because I need a full-time job.
We need a painter.
All right. All right. Good to know. And we have a new guest today, and I'm excited to introduce to you the ComEd Energy Doctor. He is Elder Calderon. Elder, nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well, and a pleasure being here.
Do I have to call you Dr. Calderon?
You can call me Dr. Calderon for today, for the next
hour. Okay. All right. And we'll be talking about ways to save energy.
Yeah, through our home energy assessment and just general best practices as we head into this winter.
Can I ask you a question? Why do I always get the letter and the email saying that I am trending 100 times higher than all of my neighbors?
Because you are.
Me too.
Am I really, or are you guys just trying to say I need an assessment?
Too many home renovations, I suppose.
No, it's too many computers and all.
Too many lights on.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, no, but that's a great program that we use to help customers kind of keep in touch with their energy use. So if you want to get a little bit more information out of that, more use, you can fill out a survey that will better compare you to other people. Otherwise, it's just kind of a normalized comparison with other homes that may not be like your home. So the more information you provide, the better of a feedback we can provide for your energy use.
Wendy, right. Is yours really 100 times more?
No, but I think it's a scam because I think they're just saying, you're trending higher. No. Like, okay, am I really, or do you just want me to get this assessment? But it's free, so it doesn't matter. We'll talk more about that. Absolutely. As the show goes on. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take our first break here. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. If you'd like to call us, it is the Mega Pros phone number to call, 312-981-7200. You can call us, you can text us, and we will continue coming up next on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
The tape measure.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, David is not here today, so it's Wendy Snyder sitting in the David Hochberg chair.
Where's David anyway? He texted you already.
Yeah. He said we had a new guest today, so show him some love. So I will, Dr. Calderon. I will show you some love from ComEd. And he just said to have fun, and he said, look out for Mega Pro Joe.
Did he really even need to say that?
No, he didn't.
I like that.
All right. We have the Mega Pros phone line and text line, 312-981-7200. We are going to start with Amy Kite today. We're going to talk to everyone in the studio. So here are the notes that David gave me. Jean, a longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener, called the Kite team because she had not paid her mortgage during COVID and was now having an issue with her lender, and we helped guide her on what she should do since she was so far behind on her mortgage. So, Amy, help us with this.
Yeah, so we've had a situation with the pandemic where people didn't pay their mortgage, right? And so they were in forbearance. There were no foreclosures going on. And now all of a sudden we have people who maybe thought they were in forbearance and they maybe weren't. And so now all of a sudden we've got the bank sending them nasty letters. Illinois actually has more foreclosures than any other state in the United States right now. Mm-hmm. So we are actually foreclosure king.
That's because most of the payment goes to the property taxes.
We do have so much of that.
God.
Yes. When you look, well, that's a whole other subject,
I guess.
Right?
I don't need to derail it.
Right. When we look to move out of state, and that's why we see so many people who do want to move and did choose to move during the pandemic, because they're like, why am I going to stay here if I can work from home? Now, we have seen some of those people return, too. So they ended up, oh, they're being called back into the office. I've got to go back to Illinois.
Yeah.
So we have seen some return. But so we're finding that we have people who, you know, are getting these nasty letters, and they're like, wait, I don't know what to do now, and I'm pretty far behind on my mortgage. And so what we would like is for people to call us. We have been through a downturn before. We have dealt with this before. We know what we're doing when it comes to people who are behind on their payments, and in providing them options on, all right, this is what you can do. Do you want to stay in the house or not? I mean, that was one of the questions to Jean, is do you want to stay? Or do you want to go? What do you want to do? Because that's how we're going to then create the situation for her down the road, right? So, you know what? She didn't want to stay. You know, the house was too big for her. She was there alone. Her husband had passed. And so she says, I don't want to stay. And so we said, okay, great. Then how do we get you out of here with as little problem as possible, mm-hmm. right? And move you into something that does fit. And so that's what we're working on with Jean right now, is helping her through this situation. So, you know, having gone through the downturn in, you know, 08 and those many years where we had so many people behind on their mortgages and underwater on their houses. And I will tell you, even with the market the way it is today, we still have people underwater. So the increase in home values has not come up to get some people out from being underwater. So we still have situations today. So call us. Don't put your head in the sand. You know, there's no
judgment. I know you want to do that because you're like, I am so far behind. I can't handle this. But I'm happy to know that you're going to help them out and the Kite team and not just calling the bank.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, the banks, you know, they're going to be they're debt collectors,
yeah.
right? So at that point, they turn into debt collectors. And here's the thing. They will record what you say, and they will use it against you. And so what we got down to saying to people, you know, in the last downturn is don't call the bank. Talk to us first, because they will record everything that you say, and they will use it against you. And if you
and I talk too much, well, I spill the beans on everything. So
and sometimes people don't know what they're saying.
Yeah,
and so they say something, and it's really not what they mean, but it's recorded. And now the bank says, "Oh, but you told us that you were getting X, and so you don't need the short sale or whatever if that's the direction that we go." So, you know, it's okay. There's no judgment on our part. We know what to do. I have had so many people who've called us, and then by the time we walk out, they're like, I can sleep tonight, right? They just feel like they have this huge weight off their shoulders. And, you know, I hate to say it, but that's really what I love the most about this business, is that when the seller is confused, they're stressed, they can't sleep, they're getting sick, right? And then we're able to come in and create this plan that helps them through. And then they can go, okay, great. Now I know which direction I'm walking, because they don't even know where to go. They're just spinning in circles right now going, okay, who do I have to watch out for? What do I have to do? Hey, let us help. Just let us help. We don't charge for that. And I can tell you, if you call attorneys, they're going to charge you. We don't charge you. And there is a point where you may not even need to hire an attorney. And if you do, there's a possibility the bank will pay for it.
Look at you.
So
you're saving the world.
Well, Josh is scared right now. He's like, how does she know
shaking over
stuff?
Here.
Well, yeah, that's right. Why he's not sitting right next
come on
to Amy.
Now.
He'd be hitting me, right?
Punching going on.
Well, that is, I know that we had some family members that did a forbearance, mm-hmm. and that was very helpful. But then when it was over, and that was able to be extended through COVID, but then at the end, it's like all of a sudden you realize, oh, yeah, the mortgage is, I owe way more. But it saved you out of a dire situation.
Right, 100%. And what people were able to do with that, which helped the economy, which has caused the problem in the economy, is instead of paying the mortgage, they spent that money on other things. And so now they're having to go, oh, shoot, I can't continue to live this lifestyle because now I have to go back. And that's where some people have gone, I can't do this.
All right. Well, how do people reach you? Because that is a great service you just talked about. If you don't know what to do, because I'm telling you right now, I'm listening to you guys. You were talking off the air about life insurance and stuff. And I'm like, wow, these guys are adulting. Wait a minute. I'm an adult. I should know how to do all this stuff, but I don't. So you all have your specialties. And Amy, if people need your help, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call us at 847-877-9881 or go to amywillsellyourhome.com.
All right. She is Amy Kite, Realtor, the Kite team, Keller Williams Infinity. So could you also explain to me why I have to say Realtor now?
It's Realtor. It's two syllables.
Realtor. I hate when people say Realtor.
Correct. It is not Realtor. It is Realtor.
But it's not Realtor.
Like, it's T-O-R.
I know, but so is doctor. I don't say doctor, energy. Okay, I just was wondering. I was also wondering if it was BMO Harris Bank or BMO Harris Bank, and we'll find out next when we talk to Josh Herman, Business Banking Officer and VP with, I'm going BMO, with BMO. It is Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg, and we go to the newsroom with Don Kleppen right now.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It is Home Sweet Home Chicago. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today, and we have our panel of experts. Amy Kite is here. Joe Hogel, Mega Pros Joe. We have the ComEd Energy Doctor, Elder Calderon, who is here today. We welcome him for the first time. Tom Janke from Builder Supply Outlet. He is the president, of course. And from BMO Harris Bank, Business Banking Officer and VP, Josh Herman is with us today. Josh, it is your turn. And we have a phone call that I think might be a good place to start with you.
Sounds good.
All right. Robert, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You've been on hold for a while. So you had a question about a home equity line of credit?
I do in general. I realize specific numbers aren't totally possible. I'm looking to retire in a couple of years. I have a $200,000 mortgage on my house right now with $41,000 in a HELOC. Appraisal last December was around 375, and I'm looking to consolidate quite a lot of debt in the range of about $90,000-$95,000 high interest debt. So I'm wondering, is it better to refinance the HELOC, and I guess this would be directed towards Josh or Amy, or do I pay this down some other way? There's another company, I won't use them on the air, that consolidates all the debt into one payment and pays off the credit cards, closes the accounts, and freezes or lowers the interest rates. So I'm looking to figure out which is the better way to go for me on that.
Well, thank you for calling. First off, really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. You know, typically the best way is least interest expense is always what I look at first, and also flexibility. You know, going and doing like a debt consolidation usually affects your credit, and there's a number of other things. It costs a lot. There's a lot of hidden fees in it.
If it sounds too good to be true,
it usually is.
Yeah.
You know, so I would recommend, you know, given what you told me, I probably would do like a fixed home equity loan. So you lock in the rate. You're able to go up to 85% potentially, depending on your situation. If it's your primary residence and you live in Illinois, typically you can go somewhere in that range. About 85%, so that would give you about $315,000 from what you told me, minus your first mortgage, and then obviously we would pay off the other mortgage you have, the line of credit you have outstanding. And it's good right now actually to fix it in because interest rates are increasing, and we keep hearing about the Fed. You know, here's another meeting in a couple of weeks. It's going to bump it up again, and then there's probably another one after that. So you know, it could go up another percent and a half. I'd probably lock it in because you want to start paying this off rather than leaving it as more of an emergency line of credit. So that's something I would look at doing. And then, you know, you mentioned that you're retiring soon. You know, it's a possibility that you could tap into maybe your 401k and do a small loan out of your 401k instead of going to a credit, you know, consolidation company. That might be another area I'd look at. They're typically low interest loans that you can tap in and use some of your retirement assets for the purpose of paying that off.
Can I just ask you a question? Will you be 59 and a half when you retire or older? Robert?
I'm already past that.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to make certain, just in case you happen to be young, that just because
then you pay penalties.
Then you'd pay the taxes on it.
Well, you wouldn't pay any penalties if you do a loan through your 401k.
Oh. You just have to pay it off before you were to retire.
Correct. Or if you retire, then you know once you leave your employer, you have to pay back that loan.
That loan, right.
So it depends on your retirement age, which would make sense. And then you could it be part of your mandatory distribution.
Distribution, right, yeah. Right. Yeah. So at this point, he could take – is he going to do a new HELOC then? He'll cancel the old one and do a new one? Is that how
yes.
he does this,
yeah.
Josh?
So I would recommend, you know, because you're going to want – anytime you do an increase or make a change to it typically, you have to apply for a new one. And it's actually not a bad idea because they're typically on a 10-year time frame. So they're usually good for about 10 years. How long ago did you get the existing one?
About 3-4 years back. It's okay. A 20-year HELOC.
Okay. Yeah. There. A lot of the banks started changing away from the longer term 20-year and no limit, which were basically demand lines of credit. And they doing like most of the banks out there are about 10 years from what I've seen.
Well, and we were talking even off air before we even started today how people will put HELOCs on their home just so they can access the money, and I strongly advise people to do that because when you need the money, you can't access it.
Exactly.
So if you get that HELOC, that money is there. They don't have to look at your job situation and everything else. And so often, people all of a sudden go, wait a minute, I'm unemployed. I have no income. I need to access money. It's in my house. Let me go to the bank. And the bank says, you're unemployed. I'm not giving you access to your money. Get the HELOCs done now.
Yes.
While everything's
you can get approved for a HELOC without like a good job? Because you're putting it up against your house, but you
no,
still...
it's really off cash flow. So, okay. You know, pretty much the banks switched away from collateral lending to more of cash flow lending. So, you know, at times that you are, you know, oh, I don't need this because everything's great is really the time that you should go get something and have it locked in.
Just so it's ready for you.
Right. And that goes for personal use and business use. I mean, we see everything that happened with COVID. I had clients coming to me nonstop every hour of the day. How do I do a line of credit and there's no cash flow coming in? And I'm like, well, you remember when we sat down and talked about when things were great and you didn't need it?
Be prepared.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing with personal as well, is that, and you know, if you're doing well, let's look at how we can cover for unexpected emergencies and unexpected expenses. And that's really what we try to provide our clients is, you know, we have a really flexible line of credit that you can go and take a line of credit out and then fixed in certain pieces of it. So let's say I go take a $100,000 line of credit out. Tomorrow my roof blows up and I need a new roof and it costs me $20,000. I can go lock in and take $20,000 out of that line of credit and then fix it in and have a locked in payment. So now I have $80,000 available on my line of credit and I have a $20,000 loan attached to my house, and I'm not worried about the interest rates going up or down because I locked that piece in that have outstanding. So in your situation, you know up front that we're going to pay off, you know, high credit card debt and any other bills that you have out there, but hopefully, and then we could lock it in into a fixed rate. But there's lots of different options that BMO provides that, to be frank, a lot of the lenders out there don't provide.
I wish I had BMO now, Robert. I'm thinking I got to change things up.
You're thinking BMO.
Did we answer your question? I didn't do anything, but Josh did, right?
You guys did, but I wanted to extend it just a little further,
sure.
If you don't mind, if you allow me the time. 2 to 4 years down the road, and it's looking more like 4, I'm going to be retiring. I'm going to be moving out of this house. Looking at what we just talked about, with the HELOC fully extended, fully used up, I guess, am I better off in that situation and then going to sell the house and, of course, paying off the HELOC and whatever else versus, you know, say this other type of program where I'm chunking down the credit and when I sell the house, if I paid off all that credit, I have the house free and clear.
I see where you're going with it, and I would still recommend, my initial recommendation, and really the reason around that is typically the interest is about half of what you would be paying with one of those consolidation companies, if not greater. I've seen those consolidation companies anywhere between, 10 to 20%. Plus, what they do is they go to the credit, let's say they go to, Visa or MasterCard, whoever you owe, they go to them and try to negotiate. Well, now you have a settlement on your credit report that stays out there. So next time you want to go buy another condo or house or downsize, you're going to have issues when you want to go get a mortgage. So because you had a settlement and you didn't have a payment in full. So that's going to cause you more issues in the future than what you would have now.
Great advice.
I'd highly recommend looking at that, doing the right route where it's costing you less up front and not going to affect you in the future and cause dings to your credit and have you pay more in the long run. And then when you sell the house, you pay it off and you walk away with your equity that you have in the house. It's kind of the same thing, but you'll be in a better situation doing it that way.
Robert, good luck to you.
Thank you. Josh, could I send you that proposal from that other
sure.
company?
Sure, I'm happy to take a peek at it. Yeah, not a problem.
Where would I do that, or will they tell me off air?
No, it's you could send an email to me. It's Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, dot Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, at BMO.com. And if you forget or didn't write it down fast enough, you could always look on WGN website and have my information on there.
I'm happy to help you. Getting old, but it's not that old yet.
Thank you, Robert. We really appreciate it. What great advice.
Hey, Josh, I do have a question. Sure. If somebody takes the HELOC and then takes that loan portion, mm-hmm. is there, number one, is there a time duration on that?
Yes, you can set the time duration. There's a couple different options. Typically, it's 3, 5, 7, and 10 years, depending on how far along you are in the term.
That's awesome.
But it's really cool that you could lock it in, and we allow, I think, 3 locks within that 10-year cycle. So you take $100,000 out, tomorrow you fix your roof and it's $20,000, you lock that piece in, and then, you know, you need to pay for the kids' school, you know, 2 years later, and that's $20,000 more, you can lock that piece in, and then you still have the availability of that line of credit on the remaining balance. So it's but, really a unique product.
Okay. Just one other real sure. quick question is, you know, people can refinance their houses if interest rates go down. Can sure. they refinance these loans?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yep.
I've learned so much, and I'm switching to BMO. That's what I have to say. And, Tom, you can ask another question because you're up next. You're just eating away at your little segment.
Oh, great. You know what?
I came in here and I went,
you know what? This is my last show for a while, and I ain't got nothing.
Tommy doesn't like when you call his segment little.
Oh, yeah. Stop okay? it.
He hates
God,
that.
You know, why do I agree to fill in for Hochberg? 312-981-7200. We'll be back with more Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Bob and Wooddale. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. You know, I listened to Tom over there at Builders of Supply, and just last year they did our whole kitchen for us. What a great job they did. They had such a nice deal, and they were so nice that why would you want to go anywhere else?
Tell you what, Bob from Wooddale is giving Lindsay a run for her money.
I met Tom personally. He happened to be walking through there. What a personable guy. I mean, great guy.
Was it a highlight of your day or a disappointment, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to recover from that. You know?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
What do you have to say about that, Tom?
Oh, Lord. That one's played so many times. I'm waiting for the new one coming out where I'm supposed to fire my son because of irregularities of inventory.
Ah.
That was, I think, last week's show. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm Wendy Snyder. I'm sitting in for David Hochberg today. And I know Tom Janke. We go way back. Builder Supply Outlet. I have the most beautiful grayish brown, I believe, Shiloh cabinets. In my kitchen, thanks to Builder Supply Outlet. And you are the president. Mm-hmm. And what do you want to talk about today?
We are going to talk about our new vanities that just hit the door and LED mirrors.
Cool. Explain.
Let me do some splaining. You know,
will it make me look prettier?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. It will just highlight all the features.
See the light.
There you go. That's the selling point, Wendy.
You know what's really interesting is my wife and I have been out looking at townhouses. We're looking at downsizing our house because we're also going south. So we looked at one yesterday, and it just stuck out because we went into the bathroom, been all updated, had LED mirrors in it. It is so cool. And it's not that much money. I mean, one of the things that, you know, people are used to seeing LED mirrors, just like anything, in its origination, they're so expensive. But then we found sources overseas, and we're actually buying them directly from the factory. We just got a full container load in this past week. We got a full container, and they're all under our Prior Creek brand. So we have a full array of mirrors, all different sizes. We have rectangles. We have rounds. We have oval mirrors. We've got ones that show the time, the temperature. We have ones that have speakers built in, so you can do Bluetooth from your phone right to your mirror.
That is kick-ass. That really is.
We've dedicated in it. Well, actually, I'm going to say, you know, I say we. And it's really, you know, my son's been the driving force of creating this wall of mirrors. And it is amazing. I cannot believe I get to see the numbers all the time, how many mirrors that we sell. It's unbelievable. And what usually happens is people will come into the store and they'll see these mirrors and they'll think about these mirrors and they'll leave. and they'll come back 2 or 3 days later and buy them. But we started in our public washrooms. We put these massive mirrors in with the LEDs. So, you know, the women would go in there, especially the women would go in because we put a, you know, this massive mirror in there, and they come back out. Then they see the wall of mirrors. Then it's called bring the husband over, and they walk out with them. And when you really think about it, yes, they do require electricity. These are not a plug-in type mirror. These are a direct line. But I think Joe can attest to it, too, to go in and, you know, drop electric in there.
You probably have electric right above it.
Typically, because you usually have a light over there. You got a light over there. Now, you know, if you're really looking to, you know, put some intense light in there, this is more of accent makeup type mirror, so it's really not intended to light up an entire room. Now, one of the things that you can do is it's got different dimming switches. So you can have it from the, you know, fairly bright LED, you know, wrapping around the mirror. And then you could also bring it down to a low dim if you want to just leave it and have it as almost a, like a nightlight.
I'm going to do like all TikTok videos using that lighting and stuff.
It's, yes, you could probably do that.
As a little girl, I used to hold like the Gleam toothpaste and look in the mirror and do a commercial. So
right.
I love looking at myself.
And we got and you can do it brighter. And you can show off all your shining features when you stand in front of this mirror. But it is absolutely amazing.
Tommy, did you ever look at yourself really close in that mirror?
No, I really haven't, because I was afraid of the outcome.
You've got a hair coming out of the tip of your nose.
I will tell you one thing. People tell me that I got the greatest greatest face for radio. So it's perfect. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, to accompany these mirrors, we talk about the Prior Creek vanities. And my son actually sourced and designed these vanities.
Cool.
They're absolutely gorgeous. And unlike when you go into the big box store, I popped into the store the other day and I saw they were setting up doing all the photo shoots, because every time we get a new product, we have a whole room that we set up, we do photo shoots, and within a few days, it's on to our website. And it's got, you know, the available styles. It has all the pricing to it. Just to make note, too, is my children are taking our whole company and making it e-commerce. So people can actually go onto our website and buy product. They'll see how many that we have in inventory, which is really a cool idea. It's, you know, they're bringing technology into the business. But what was so striking is I went over to where they're doing the photo shoot, and I went and lifted a corner of one of the vanities, and it almost shocked me how heavy this thing was. And this was a 37-inch vanity. I can't imagine the 60 and 72-inch vanities. But it's unlike when you go into the big box stores and you see the vanities in there, try lifting one, even though they're not really there to be lifted. But they're made of press board.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't have the dovetail. They don't have the soft. They might have the soft close, but it's mirrored by stapled drawers. You know, very flimsy drawer bottoms to them.
Flimsy. That's a good word for it.
That's exactly what it is. You know, the one thing that you can do in our store is come in, feel it, see it, touch it, and you'll be amazed at the quality. And that quality doesn't reflect these high prices, because we're buying direct from the manufacturers. So come check it out. You'll see it all up on our website. Probably by next week we'll have everything on. But right now, come into the store, take a look. And we're bringing in greens, black vanities.
Nice. So the website looks fantastic. BuilderSupplyOutlet.com.
Yes.
We have got to take a break, and we'll come back. We're here till 1 this afternoon,
yeah.
So we'll talk a little longer.
We got time.
BuilderSupplyOutlet.com. A quick break for news, and then we'll be back with more show, 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We are having some fun on this Saturday. It is Wendy in for David Hochberg today, and you can call us or text us on the Mega Pros phone line, 312-981-7200. We have in the studio with us today Realtor Amy Kite, the Kite team, Keller Williams Infinity. We have Josh Herman, Director Private Wealth Advisor at BMO Harris Bank. President of Builders Supply Outlet, Tom Jenke, and Mega Pros Home Improvement, Joe Hogel, with us today. We'll talk to you soon, Joe. And we have a new guest, a new panel member today. He is ComEd's energy doctor, Dr. Elder Calderon.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show. I hope you come back many times. I hope you get the chance to meet David Hochberg. It's quite a treat.
Yeah, I hope so as well.
It's unforgettable.
Wow, that was a kind way of putting it, Wendy.
I love David. I was just telling you off the air, I love David. All right, so Dr. Calderon, we need to know, I had mentioned earlier in the show that we get these letters that say we are trending way higher than all of our neighbors. I wonder if that's really true.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is true to an extent. We try and compare you to your closest neighbors. However, there is more information that you can share. There's an online survey. If you log in on comed.com/myaccount and fill in survey, inform us about what kind of equipment you have in your home. You know, do you have a pool? Do you have electric mirrors?
LED mirrors.
And depending on what you fill in, we'll be able to more accurately compare you to neighbors that have similar equipment. And then you won't be, you know, a 1,000% above the rest of your nearest neighbors.
Well, we do have a lot of desktop, laptop, all those things. We leave the computers on all the time, which I guess that is an energy suck, isn't it?
A little bit, yes. Yeah, plug-in loads, you know, you'd be surprised with how much energy you do consume with them when you add everything up.
Amy, there's an assessment that you can do. You just fill out this questionnaire online and then make an appointment for someone to come and assess your stuff?
Yeah, you don't even have to start with the questionnaire. You can go on comed.com, ways to save, sign up for an assessment.
It's totally free.
Completely free, yes.
And you get stuff.
Wait, so what?
We
you
did
get
it.
Swag?
Yeah.
You get stuff that actually will decrease the amount of energy that you use, so you save money. So it's not even swag that you may or may not use. It's like money in your pocket at the end of the day. So we did it a few years ago, and I was shocked at how much we saved, how much lower our energy bill was. You know, there was one thing there that my husband really disliked, which was we put the TV on a power strip. Uh-huh. He laughs. Elder knows. Put the TV on a power strip. And that kind of annoyed him.
Wait, why?
Well, because after a while, it'll shut off. So, because what they don't want to do is they don't want that TV's a huge suck.
Yeah.
And so they don't want that TV sucking energy even when it's not being used. So there was a point where once in a while it would shut off even when it was on. So he kind of got irritated. I have to tell you, so he took them off because he got ticked.
That would tick me off too.
Our energy went up as soon as he did that. So now we are one of the least efficient neighbors, coming from having been the most efficient. And so literally, you know, we're empty nesters now. And I just within the last month, I went, oh, we've got TVs plugged in all over this house. Because the thing came and
too.
I'm like, no, I'm like, nobody's here using anything anymore. So I went and literally unplugged all my TVs now, except for the
TVs,
one that my husband.
Gaming systems, you know, all of that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
I absolutely. Need that for the kids' room.
Yes.
They leave theirs on all night long. It's like, if I have a cord, that would
okay, or they play it for too long, Josh, right? You want to control how
exactly.
much they play it.
All right, like but it. Like a power cord, what do you mean it shuts off? Like, is it timed or something?
It's a smart strip, so it has a sensor in it, so either
I want
go
a
by
dumb
occupancy
one.
Or time.
You want a dumb one.
So you could either have a sensor in there by occupancy, or it looks like you might have had it set up by timer. So after, you know, a certain amount of times without any interaction, it may shut off, you know, without any change in flow or electric use there. It'll shut off. The same
like
way.
That.
Yeah.
We got light bulbs. Yeah. I mean, there's just so many things that they'll come in and they'll flip out for you in order to make you more efficient. And it is free and it is phenomenal. So if you haven't done it, I strongly recommend
Absolutely.
That you do.
What happened to your light bulb program? Because remember, you could pay an extra amount a month and then you bring your little stub into the Rexall drugstore and get your light.
That was back in the 70s or something.
Okay, I'm old. I'm still younger than you are,
Joe. No, I'm saying... I remember it too, but not a lot of people remember that.
Oh, yeah. I liked that.
Yeah, we've changed that a little bit now. It's what we call an instant discount program. So if you go up to, you know, a Costco or something, you'll see sometimes there on the purchase point, you know, ComEd instant discount program. So it's more like a subsidy now, where that's reduced at the purchase point rather than a rebate or waiting for a stub or anything like that. It makes it a lot easier now.
All right. So to get this assessment, you just call, and I have the ComEd app. Can I just like...
You can go on the ComEd app, ComEd website, ComEd.com, ways to save, sign up. You know, a home energy advisor will show up at your home with appointment, right? And that's where was talked about, right? That there are several even direct installs that they'll make. They'll replace potentially your thermostat with a smart thermostat and, you know, directly install LED bulbs, install aerators, high efficiency shower heads. They'll look at everything. And then above that, you know, they'll take a look at your energy systems, your heating, cooling, ventilation systems to make suggestions on what you can do to operate those in a way that you'll use less energy, right? So, you know, if you don't have setbacks implemented, if you have, you know, your temperature too high, too low, if you don't have sufficient, you know, if you're not using your shades correctly, everything can play, right? You have to learn how to keep that heat, that cooling within your home so that you don't have to make your equipment work as harder. So it's a really comprehensive look at it.
What does ComEd get out of this? Because it just seems like, boy, look, ComEd's being very nice to me, telling me how I can save money.
Yeah. Well,
what's in it for you guys?
First of all, we feel great. We feel great doing it. No, but a big part of it is helping our customers and helping them with budgeting and helping them with their energy bill, right? We want to make sure that, you know, our customers have a great relationship with their energy use. They're aware of how it works. They're aware of how they're charged. And overall, by, you know, doing that education, by working with our customers, overall having a better relationship with our customers.
Well, great news. And you can make an appointment by going to ComEd.com or calling
1-800-EDISON.
All right, cool. Welcome to the group, Dr. Elder Calderon, ComEd Energy Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Really a pleasure to meet you. We're going to take a quick break, and then guess what? We're going to talk to MegaPros Joe coming up next here on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
1937? Yeah. When you were born? You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It is Wendy Snyder sitting in for David Hochberg this week. And I think next week I'm back, too.
Are you really?
Oh, lucky you.
I think so. I like doing this show.
Why?
You learn something.
Why?
Until Joe starts talking.
No, seriously. No. Why do you like the home feel of it? You like sitting around and chatting?
I do. Right? I love doing that. Although I will tell you, Joe, that's the voice of Joe Hogle right now. And everybody put what topics they were going to cover, except you, my friend. MegaPros Joe would like to help you plan ahead. That's all I got.
Wendy. Plan ahead.
Yes,
we
Amy?
Don't let him talk.
Right.
You don't understand.
No, it's not that you let
concerned.
Me. I just talk whenever I want, right. Amy.
And we Wendy, do not give him a set of time.
All right, Amy,
time. Yes, Joe.
You're going to give me advice. So we've been remodeling our house. I told you.
Yes.
Oh, no, you actually talked to Judy, and she said it's a pleasure working with me. So, but one of the things we just talked about now is that whole second story being hardwood.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you said, Joe, go carpet.
That is me. I am all for carpet. If you're going to put hardwood down, you have to put down the rugs. I don't want hardwood in my bedroom personally. We just, in fact, had our carpet replaced this week.
That is amazing. Well, and I was worried about just that. Number one, it's slippery, right?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, that's
it's cold.
True.
And number two, it's got that cold, hard echo feel about it, right?
Yep.
It is echoey.
So what customers love is the thought that carpet's dirtier than hardwood.
Yes. It was dirty removing that carpet. Yes,
but here's the thing. I invested in a Dyson vacuum years ago. I've gotten my money's worth. When I clean out that little tank, I am shocked at how much is in there. And I vacuum pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. So carpet does hold all that stuff.
Yep.
Ew.
Yep.
It's quiet.
Correct. Yeah. It's quieter. It's warmer.
Well, Amy, what do you see with your customers, you know, that your potential home buyers, they're looking at these homes, you're taking, showing them. Does second floor hardwood excite people or not excite them?
It depends upon the buyer. And, you know, and you guys brought up, but Amy, you told David when he sold his house to go hardwood. He had the hardwood under the carpet. And so it was either he was replacing the carpet or he was going to bare and, you know, refinish that hardwood. And in that case, you've already got it. Refinish it. The next buyer can come in and put down carpet if they choose, or put in, you know, rugs, whatever they choose. So, you know, in that case, I wouldn't tell you, honestly, to go install hardwood on the second floor. I wouldn't do that, especially not if you were going to sell. So then it becomes a personal choice if you're going to live in it. And I Judy just wants more wood in the bedroom.
We talked about that a little bit.
I got some great vinyl plank from Builder Supply Outlet. Right. And granted, it's in the basement, but we got a rug on like Wayfair or something. It's humongous, and it covers the whole floor, but you still see the border. Can't you do that in an upstairs bedroom?
Sure. And somebody's got to call my wife Judy on this, because why would I install hardwood to cover it with a rug?
With a rug. Well, and you know, the funny thing is, one of the houses we lived in, it had exactly that. It had the art hardwood trim around it, right?
I've
like
seen
a foot or two. Yeah. And then it was carpet in the middle. There was not hardwood underneath it. So we did have that. I didn't care for
it. That's a little 70. I mean, that's truly, that was a 70s look.
That was a 90s house.
Really?
Built in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Built in 99, and that's what they did.
Some things lasted too long.
Like fresh green and harvest gold in the bathrooms.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break and reset, and then, Joe, if there's something you want to...
I already did. Wasn't that fun? Didn't we just enjoy what we were talking about?
Sure. Right? I was going to give you a little more time. But what if people... I was talking to you about... we have a house that needs to be painted, and does Mega Pros do siding and hardy board? And you guys
do
everything, don't you?
What is your house right now? Wood?
Yes. It's original clapboard siding from the 1890s.
Gotcha. So was it a thought to repaint?
We did paint. It used to have asbestos on it, and we hired a team pull down the asbestos shingles and revealed this beautiful original wood underneath.
Nice.
Gorgeous. Painted, lasted, I think the painter gave us a 7-year warranty, and 7 years and one day it started chipping.
Yeah.
And it's just, to paint it is expensive, and I keep hearing great things about hardy board.
Yeah.
It's maintenance free.
So I'm picturing your house. That old clapboard is really a good look on your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you could get smaller profile siding. You could get a vinyl.
Yeah, I guess.
Man. It costs you a quarter of what
Hardy, I know,
would cost.
So Hardy is expensive, but quite honestly, that finish on Hardy doesn't... maybe it'll last 15 years, maybe it'll last 20.
That's still better than 7.
It's almost double, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, it costs you twice as much.
Yeah. All right. Good point. We have to break for news, but see, these are the great things that we all discuss here together on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Just to sit around and chat a bit.
Right. I love it. All right. News time coming up next, 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, gentlemen and lady. Did you just swear?
I said shed.
Oh.
Is it possible that people shed hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, seasonally, like, okay, it's shedding time.
Oh, it's getting cold out there.
No. When people, humans lose hair, it's 365, 24/7.
Oh. I'm growing my winter coat.
All right. Yeah, see, I don't know.
All right. And with COVID, there was a lot of shedding of hair.
Because of stress?
No, certain people, literally, it was a reaction, I guess. I don't know what you call it.
COVID?
Oh, yeah, I lost a lot of hair. I lost at least 25% of the hair on my head through COVID. Yeah, I would take out literally handfuls.
Oh, my God.
And so as I've talked to the doctors more and more, say, we've now started to hear that.
Huh.
So, yeah. I mean, I literally felt like I had lost 50%. And my hairdresser said, no, you're probably at about 25 to 33%. So, yeah, handfuls. It was scary.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yep.
All right. Well,
I don't have a dog in my house at all. I would never have an animal in my house. And you talk about...
I thought I liked you.
Dog hair. Well, of course you do. But you can come over and you don't smell dog.
I like the smell of dog.
No comment.
And
no
you know
way.
What?
How could you like the smell of dog?
There are people that have dogs in their house that you walk in and the house doesn't smell like dog.
Yeah, mine doesn't.
That's correct.
Oh, that's because you're all used the time. To it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, I was driving in. First of all, it's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today. And we have our panel of professionals, Amy Kite, Josh Herman, Tom Jenke, Elder Calderon, and Joe Hogel. I did see, you know, IDOT puts those little signs up as you're driving in. And today's on Lakeshore Drive right near Soldier Field said, your dog will miss you. Drive safe. Aww. Isn't that the cutest thing?
Yeah.
Although it would be drive safely.
It's not
it bothered
cute.
Me.
Oh, that's not cute.
That's cute.
That's
as I came south, it was all about road rage.
Oh yeah.
Was avoid it, right? Road rage. Stay calm. Avoid yeah. road rage. Yeah.
It's drive like slow,
that was my message
right
today. You got a dog message. I got a road rage message.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Huh. And when people tell you, the worst thing you could say to somebody who's upset is calm down, by
ooh,
the way.
Oh, yes.
So, all right. We have some texted questions. This one will go to Josh Herman, Director of Private Wealth Advisor at BMO Harris Bank. What is BMO's interest on a HELOC right now, home equity line of credit?
That's a good question. It depends
it
on the
varies,
situation.
Yeah.
It varies. I could, you know, assess your situation and give you a better, more accurate answer on that. I would say, you know, as far as we're very competitive in the market, and I think our home equity has a lot of features and benefits most banks don't have. But as far as interest rate, it's difficult because it depends on your situation. Do you live in the state? Is your primary
that's
residence?
True.
Is it? You know, so it
and
really
your credit
depends.
Score?
Yeah, and your credit
yeah.
score. So
debt
there's a number of different factors that go into play, but I would say we're one of the top most competitive
so
that I've
Josh,
seen out there.
It's
I have one with us. Dave has one with us. So obviously if we're in the industry and
no, but I mean it's based on prime. There's not that
yeah.
much, right? So it's
yeah.
either a point plus, a point
yeah,
minus.
Yeah, point minus,
right?
point plus. It really it's pretty close to where prime is at, and that's part. You know, that's moving up right now. So
mm-hmm. Where is prime today?
But so is your credit cards.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
the other piece is that when prime goes up, what your minimum payments are to your credit cards go up as well.
Exactly.
And that's.
But I mean, it's not so the rate is pretty static. It's the things that you can do at BMO that
yeah.
are better.
Yeah.
Right?
Typically, from what I've seen in the market, absolutely.
Right.
And I mean, I've done my research as well as I've gone out as a consumer because I needed a home equity and I wanted an emergency fund. And, you know, when I talk about these things, I actually look at it and follow through on them. And I put one in place just recently and we were the best thing I could find out there.
Josh, I want to add to that because general public will not realize this, but we often see people who work at one place use a different place for their loans, for their home equities. And so that is very common. And so when you say, I use X, mm-hmm. that really is saying, hey, you know what? I don't care about brand. And we see that often. We see a lot of people who may work for a big bank go and get their mortgage somewhere else.
Yeah, I see right. that all the time.
All the time. Yep.
You know, we also had a caller last week, a woman that that felt that she had to carry a balance or else they were going to cancel her HELOC.
I was worried about that because we haven't tapped into it,
right.
and I kept calling to make
but
sure
Josh,
it was still available.
Never happens, right?
What?
You don't have to carry a balance.
You don't
no,
have to carry
not
a
with
balance.
Us, but I do see that with other banks.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
There are some other banks that, you know, and it goes with personal home equity lines of credit and same with business lines of credit that if you're not using it and you're not tapping in, well, because the bank is basically setting aside certain amount of money to mm-hmm. cover that loan.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs the bank money. And if you're not using it, then it's a loss to the bank.
All right. I'm
so my
that's,
business.
That's why some banks out there.
I'll get a
and
happy
typically
meal.
More of a community
sure
bank, what I've seen.
My business line of credit is renewed every year, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
same,
with
same
other banks, way. Not with us.
Hmm.
Ooh.
So. We have a demand line of credit for our business lines. For smaller business lines, typically under $1 million, it's on a demand line of credit that you just sits out there forever. So
knowing that, I would suggest if people are going to go out and get a HELOC, check with their bank and find out if there is a penalty if they don't
yes.
use it. And
I'm
if
calling
they,
my bank
shop around.
And if they do have some penalties, keep shopping it.
Yeah.
Call BMO.
You should do that. And just very briefly, we're going to take a break here, but I didn't really even know what a home equity line of credit was. And when I refinanced with David Hochberg, he's like, do you want a HELOC? I'm like, what is that? So briefly, it allows me to sleep at night knowing what it is. So briefly, what is it?
It's basically tapping into the equity you have in your home. And most clients put aside, and it's like an emergency fund. So let's just give you even numbers. $1 million house. I owe $500,000 for my first mortgage. It's possible that you can go, depending on your situation, up to 85% of the value of your home.
Wow.
So you could add on a $350,000 home equity line of credit that's sitting on the side that you're not paying interest on until you need it. Kids go to college and you need to tap in and use $50,000. You're able to just write a check to yourself or transfer it right online. You start using it. You pay it back. It becomes available again, another benefit is that it's if on the line of credit side, it's typically interest only. So you have much smaller payments, and then let's say you get quarterly bonuses that you can start chipping away at the principal app. It gives you the flexibility than other vehicles out there that doesn't.
And you pay it back, and then that money's available to use once again.
Or it just sits out there as an emergency line of credit. If something pops up that you need $10,000 tomorrow.
It's nice to know it's there because, you know.
Wendy, I have a feeling you are learning a lot.
Oh, totally.
I'm not kidding. Even on break, you know, it's like, oh. paint your house, would you?
Yeah. You know, Wendy, I also think you like doing the show because you do a lot of stuff yourself at your house.
I like to try it.
Yeah.
And if I can't succeed, then I call someone. Then I call Mega Pro Joe.
There you go. But sometimes, you put a paintbrush in your hand, you can work miracles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. All right, we are going to take a break. And please, you can call us. We have some more texts we're going to get to. The Mega Pro's phone line and text line at 312-981-7200. We'll continue with Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up next on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
No, you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, alligators.
Judge had a 6-foot alligator in his living room.
What?
Oh, Rocky.
Why?
Please. He's not a real banker.
No.
But that's what makes him good at banking.
That's why
he's
like
unique.
Him. That's why he's not right.
He's unique.
Just not right.
No, there's just something not right about that. Like everything.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Well, David Hochberg is off today. He sometimes gets a day to go do something he needs to do.
He's probably not off. He's still working on his phone, answering his phone, and doing all that stuff.
Yeah, and as I said that, I was thinking, how does David take a day off and relax? He doesn't, ever.
No, I don't think so.
He does not, because I even asked him at one point to please put the phone away.
Did he refuse?
Nope, he refused. Just in case the world should end, he refused. He's like, no, just in case.
Well, I will tell you, if you have any questions whatsoever about a mortgage, he is the guy to talk to. If you don't feel comfortable talking on the air, I do want to tell you, you can reach out to 855-56-DAVID. You can call him or you can leave a message at www.56david.com. And we have some text line questions that we need to answer. Real quickly, since we were talking about home equity line of credit, what documents are needed to apply for a HELOC? Josh Herman will help us with that from BMO.
Typically, it's 2 years tax returns, personal. If you own a business, sometimes the business is required, depending on how it's set up. And then usually 30 days of pay stubs. That's typically, and insurance information.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here is a question from the text line that I think, Josh, I heard you actually asking the ComEd Energy Doctor, Elder Calderon. This is from 224. They said, I'm thinking about getting solar panels. How does that work with ComEd? I've read that there's something called credits that I don't quite understand.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's net metering program. So if you install solar panels on your home, and you overproduce how much energy you're consuming, those will basically get sent back to the grid, and we track those credits to your account. So if next month there's not as much solar production and you produce less than you consume, you'll basically supplement that with the credits from last month, right? And that keeps on going every single month so that you don't lose that energy that you're sending back to the grid.
So does your ComEd bill go down considerably when you have solar panels?
Absolutely. It will go down considerably. It won't go down to zero. There's still other, you know, delivery fees that are still on your bill, but it will reduce significantly for all the supply portion of your bill.
All right. And I've only used ComEd. I guess there are other energy providers, but ComEd's tried and true and been around the longest.
Yeah, well, ComEd doesn't sell power. What we do is, if you aren't with a supplier or a direct contract, there are a couple different things that you can do. There's hourly, there's hourly charges, so you can go and move to hourly rates, and so you can look at what rates are by hour, or you would go directly to market. So we'll just basically sell back the power from the market over to you. There's no kind of setup for supply there.
Okay, we did get a comment about stop talking about million-dollar homes. Talk about your average homeowner when it comes to home equity lines of credit. Million-dollar home people don't need this information. Everybody needs this information, don't they?
Everybody can use it. And I was just using that as an example.
Right.
You know, most of our homeowners I see are typically, you know, $300,000-$500,000 homes. That's the average from what we work with on a regular basis. So I was just using it as a
right.
easy example.
But everybody needs this information.
Yeah, having an emergency line of credit, uh-huh. everybody should have it, regardless mm-hmm. of what your salary is. I mean, it's a backup. It's like insurance on, you know, your financial well-being. That's how I see it.
Amy, I have a question for you. Are there still less houses than there are people wanting to buy them? Is that still going on, or is it evening out now?
It is moving in the direction of evening out. There is still a lack of inventory in the market, but we have seen it's quickly adjusting. There are fewer buyers than what there were. And what I would tell you, though, is, you know, some of them have gotten out because of interest rates, but we've got the opportunity to actually have the sellers buy your interest rate down. So if that's a reason for getting out of, you know, getting out of the market to purchase a home, you may want to step back in right now and consider that, because, again, we can get the sellers to actually buy down your interest rate so that you don't have to pay 7%. You can actually get less.
Yeah, you buy points with seller credits and stuff like that. Yeah, that's terrific.
You guys are just a wealth of information here today. I am, Joe. I'm learning a lot.
It's like you're watching TV. It's like you just... It's like you turned on the right channel for your Saturday. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I was explaining this show to my cousin yesterday, and I said this show really helps everyone. The people from Rose Pest Solutions that are on, I had issues with stink bugs. They can help that.
Oh, it's stink bugs. They fixed my stink bugs. They saved my life. Oh, my wife was having a nervous breakdown. There were so many stink bugs in my house. Rose nailed it.
Do they really stink?
This season?
Oh, they
yeah,
stink.
They're...
All right, so if you don't like, what is that, kale? The Mexican
cilantro.
Cilantro. If you do not like cilantro, which I don't, stink bugs actually stink more. You hate the smell more. Mm. That's what Rose taught me, too.
Yeah, don't squish them.
And what about asparagus when you relieve yourself? Okay, we'll talk about that next hour. 312-981, a texter. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros phone line and text line. We're going to take a break, but you can call in with any questions you may have for our guest today.
Let's answer that asparagus question.
Amy Kite.
Round the table.
Josh Herman, Tom Jenke, Elder Calderon, and Joe Hogle. And we're coming up with news next here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, you know how movies have a director's cut or, you know, Blu-rays? I am going to start recording you guys off the air.
No, it's you too. It's you too, Wendy. It's you too. You jumped right in there.
I'm going to edit myself out.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to incriminate myself.
Exactly.
It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today, and we have a bunch of people and some texts as well from the MegaPros phone line and text line 312-981-7200. Amy Kite is here. Realtor, the Kite Team, Keller Williams Infinity, Josh Herman, Director of Private Wealth Advisor at BMO Harris Bank, Tom Jenke, Builder Supply Outlet President. We have a doctor in the house. Is there a doctor in the house? Dr. Elder Calderon. Why do I call him that? Because he is the ComEd Energy Doctor. Your very first visit here. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Are you having fun?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's crazy in here.
He's having more fun off air than on air.
Exactly. And from Mega Pros Home Improvement, Joe Hogel.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We have some text questions that I think you guys can help. Josh, I have to tell you, there's been a lot of HELOC questions. These are pretty simple ones. 630, my husband and I are both 73. Both of us still working. We do not want a reverse mortgage. Can we still apply for a home equity line of credit?
Yep, absolutely.
That's it.
That's it. Okay. And it's recommended. Again, emergency resource you use your home for, and you need it, great. You don't, it just sits there and you don't pay any interest on the money.
And another one, can you get a line of credit on a home with a paid off mortgage? The mortgage is already paid off, you can still get
a
home.
That's a nice one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, what a good feeling that would be. Yeah. I can't imagine what that would be like.
Again, it's your emergency.
Oh, you mean the paid off mortgage.
Line. You use it, and if you don't, it just sits there.
All right, and I believe, Mega Pros Joe, this should probably go to you. 630
Thank you, Wendy.
Texted us. Three sides of our house is cedar siding. 30 years old, needs replacement in number of areas. Does full replacement make sense? And if so, redo with cedar or more maintenance-friendly alternative? What would be valued by buyer?
So I'm going to leave the what would be valued by buyer up to Amy.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the thing with cedar. If you have the consistent problems, woodpeckers, right, bugs, rot, that kind of thing, chances are if you just replace those sections, you're still going to have those problems. Mm-hmm. All right? It's the shady side of the house. It's the mulch is too high on the side, right? Once you get bugs under that cedar, that's what the woodpecker's looking for, and they will return no matter what. So if you're going to sell it right away, you can replace some sections like you and I talked about and then just stain it and you're
done.
Make
it look good.
Right? Make it look good. But we also talked about you could go with a vinyl. There are some nice vinyls. My suggestion would be look at the options out there when it comes to vinyl. You know, we talked a little bit about Hardy. Hardy's expensive and it's not forever.
And they do make you think that it is, the Hardy board. And it looks great. I mean, I've seen it on houses, and I have friends who have it who love it. It's just, I find it so bizarre that you're saying, you know, original wood or the cedar, think about vinyl. It kills me to go over that with something.
No. But then, for your house, that old Victorian, that small clapboard, that's unique and beautiful, and it's gorgeous on your house. So to keep that look, highly recommend it. When you look at vinyl, you don't want it to look too mechanical, vinyl-y, right?
Right.
So you don't want necessarily the big mechanical corners. Maybe you want a nice tight wrap corner or an ornamental corner on your house, right? So there are things you can do with vinyl to make it look more appropriate or nicer.
But the cedar guy that's calling, or girl, look into vinyl. Doesn't that like make you cringe that you would go over this beautiful cedar, although it would be maintenance free then and no woodpeckers?
So and again, that's why I would defer to Amy, because if your area is all cedar, you're not going to want that vinyl siding, right? So you're going to, and if you do bite the bullet and go back with all brand new cedar, then you're actually changing that sheathing underneath, or you're wrapping it, or you're adding a layer of Solitex to it, something that's going to make it
more
permanent. Yes. All right. And your cedar is more expensive than vinyl.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's exactly where I was going to go when you had said that was, well, what does the neighborhood look like?
Right.
Right. Are you going to be the sore thumb if you go and make it vinyl? If you aren't, then that may be seriously something you consider. So because there is that maintenance, that upkeep and those kinds of things. And vinyl today can look very nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You guys are really smart.
You can buy a good product, but then when it comes to the details on vinyl, like I said, you can go with an ornamental corner that's not going to look like that chunked up mechanical looking vinyl corner.
Great advice.
And vinyl isn't kind of like how it used to be. I mean, they used to make cheap vinyl. It would crack. It would have all these problems. Now you got insulated. There's a lot of patterns that could be on there, and you can make it actually look pretty unique. And but again, it depends exactly what you guys said. What's your area look like? Are you comparing it, apples to apples to your neighbors and so forth? And are you selling or not? And, how long you plan on staying there?
A lot of questions that need to be answered before
point, Amy, some areas won't even allow vinyl, right?
Correct.
Right.
Really?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Your association, if you're in a place with an association, they can actually even, control the color. And so I will tell you, I'm guilty. We changed the shutter color on our house and we got a letter.
For shame.
We got a letter. We had to change it.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Did you change it?
We did.
That's
we
in like a it. Subdivision
yes.
type of thing?
I thought you would
a lot
argue.
Of associations are like that.
Yeah, so you do have to watch what the rules are.
So you're back to purple shutters?
I chose a different color that matched.
A different purple.
We are going to take a break, but our Mega Pros phone and text line is open, 312-981-7200. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. David Hochberg has the day off. I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying that's not my name.
G-O-O-D-E-R-H-A-M. How would you pronounce it? Goo Oderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That was fantastic.
Oh, my God.
So
why do we have to turn
it gets worse and worse in here as we go, doesn't it? Man, wow. David really missed a good one this week.
He did. David Hochberg is not here this week, so I'm Wendy Snyder. I'm filling in. We have Amy Kite here, Josh Herman, Tom Jenke. We are welcoming Elder Calderon and Joe Hogle. And all right, I have a question. I need a new vanity. I have a crappy fiberboard vanity, and I can go into Builder Supply Outlet, pick one out, and just walk away with it.
It's even better. Now that you know Tom, he'll bring it to you.
Oh, yes.
He's brought me stuff before.
He has never brought me a vanity.
Yes. Oh, Amy's
You've
been
never
in.
Bought me a, brought me a vanity.
No, but you, we have I've, brought you into the store, I've and you've taken
many.
A vanity. So one of the things that we are really known for, it on top of our kitchen cabinets and our doors, I do not believe that anybody in Chicago has the amount of vanities that we have in stock. We're hovering probably 600 to 700.
And all over the board, big, little, some that are more expensive than others. It really runs the gamut.
But the one thing that we really focus on is the quality part of things. So when you start seeing all these particle board vanities, that's not us. We're into hardwood vanities. We're into furniture-style vanities. We're into conventional toe-kick vanities. One of the other things we have is we have about 400, I don't know, it's between 300 and 400 quartz vanity tops, already pre-made. So they have different configurations. They might have a square bowl, an oval bowl. They might be 4-inch centers. They might be 8-inch centers for different faucets. But if you find one of these, and it's so easy because we have a lot of the most current colors available in it, you look at our price, we're a fraction of what the price is at a big box store. And the beauty part is you walk out. I mean,
you have it in stock.
In stock. I watch my phone every day because it gives me all the stats of what we're doing. It blows my mind how many vanities that we go through. And that's where we, as a company, we're making an investment. We're making an investment in vanities. We're making an investment in doors. We're making investment in faucets. I mean,
I need a new faucet.
And
you have faucets in stock still over there?
We still have faucets
in stock. I haven't been
in
a while.
Tell me, why don't you just load up your truck and take a whole bunch of stuff to Wendy's house?
I'm telling it. Well, you know what? Actually, seriously. Wendy's just is right down the street.
Yeah.
That's at Wendy's insane. House.
All right, then that's good.
Absolutely.
Load up your truck.
Well, she needs to come in, look at our wall of mirrors. That's the other thing. We've invested heavily in these LED mirrors because this is not a fad thing. This is something that's going to stay. You're going to start seeing more and more people. You know, they just have to get past, okay, you're going to have to bring an electrician in to be able to, put an outlet.
Hardwired.
Joe can attest to it because we talked before. where most people have a mirror above their light. Well, that's power. Okay.
The mirror above your light.
A light above the mirror.
Come on.
Light above your mirror.
Number one, you said this earlier, and it's getting redundant, and now you're even screwing that up.
That's exactly right, but...
I love how you can just ignore him.
Oh, I just, you know what?
No, he talked about this earlier, right?
It's kind of like getting a little radio station where you can tune him out. I tune him out all the time. So there's a lot of things that you can do to upgrade your bathroom, to upgrade your kitchen from faucets. It's so simple to do. It's not invasive like remodeling an entire kitchen, as you well know.
Yeah. But I have a question about a vanity. So yeah. If I measure and decide what size I want, and then I go in, when I get it home, do I have to get a plumber to connect everything?
If you can't do it yourself.
But I could maybe do it myself.
You could call this place called Mega Pros.
Never heard of them.
Nah, me either. I tried to tune that one out.
So here, Tom, I will caution anybody that's going to go to remove their vanity. Josh, you've been around the block on remodeling yourself.
All right.
So you have to make sure your shut-off valve works, that you know where it's
first
at.
First thing to look at.
Right? So... meaning, Tommy, you know it, right? You can go to shut that valve off, and it won't shut off, right?
I know it so well because I just did that in my house because we remodeled the master. We ended up having to shut the water off, for the whole house,
drain it
down, replace the two shut-off valves. So, it can get complicated. I would highly suggest that if you are not handy, definitely call a plumber. But the other thing about a vanity, everybody's looking at these really cool furniture-looking vanities, and they go, man, that's going to be perfect for my house. Yeah. Sometimes, and more often than not, there's no flooring underneath your vanity.
Mm-hmm.
Because they put the vanity in, and he brought the tile up to the vanity.
Right.
So what happens is you go remove that vanity, and you go, rut-row.
Yeah.
Now you've got a bare area underneath. What do you do? In some cases where, when I've remodeled or built houses, I've always had extra tile and I always keep it. I'm doing this in my Florida house. They had four or five boxes of the tile that was used in the house because I'm putting a furniture-looking vanity in one of our bathrooms, and I know I'm going to have to bring a tile guy in to put tile underneath it. So we tell that to the customers, that everybody gets all giggly and googly about the furniture-looking vanities. But then we let them know from a reality standpoint, if you're not intending to do the floor, you might be doing the floor if you use a furniture-style vanity because it's not finished underneath.
That's a good point. I see that a lot that people will overlook. I mean, your normal box vanity that meets the floor is much different than the trendier, ones on pedestals now.
Yes.
That, and you run into that all the time, that it's never tiled.
Oh, I don't like them. How do you clean under those things?
Swiffer.
Yeah, super easy.
Super easy.
I thought the same thing until I put them in. I'm like, oh.
For real?
Yeah, it's easy.
You like them?
Yeah.
Aim.
Yes, sir.
You like them?
I like them. Okay. Yeah, I do.
Right.
She's bought several from, in some of the houses that they've remodeled, her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the beauty part. We probably have 200.
That's good to know.
Vanities.
So, Wendy, you want one of them.
I'm going to go look.
Right.
And the other thing
I like going to Builder Supply Outlet, to be honest with you. I really do.
Nothing else to do?
here's the nice thing.
That's got to be pretty low on the list of how you want to spend your time.
I like
to
look around of projects I would like to do myself. So it's fun. Right. Fun.
Amy, you were saying?
Yeah, sorry, Amy. Joe was interrupting.
Changing out a vanity, the mirror, the light fixture, faucet, of course, at that point. That's an easy refresh of a bathroom that really can make it look trendy and new today.
Without spending a lot.
And you got to be careful, though, because we've walked into houses where people have said, well, I just, it's all brand new. And you look at it and it's the builder grade oak cabinets that they put in. And it's like, I'm sorry, that doesn't count. And so go do what people are looking for today. You've got to be aware of that.
So, and the return on capital is huge for redoing a bathroom or doing a kitchen.
And you,
especially in times like this where you're competing and the market's pretty tight.
So you're back to that market, right? Like we were saying, now you're going to have to tune stuff up to look a little bit
better,
right?
You have to get your house ready to sell.
Change your countertops, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. And again, you don't need to gut the whole thing.
No.
Absolutely.
You can do a little refresh and it will look brand new.
Yeah. Change the hardware, for God's sakes, on the kitchen cabinets makes a huge difference.
Yep. You know, everybody's putting black hardware, black and the rose, like a rose, like a brushed gold, not polished brass.
Yeah.
Polished brass still hasn't come in, but brushed gold. We just put in some new displays with brushed gold. Absolutely stunning, gorgeous. Right next to that, we put on some new type of handles in black. I mean, and with black faucets, we carry all that in stock.
Also, the black chrome, is that pretty, black pretty popular as well? Or
it's not kind of backed away. It's backed away.
Okay, interesting.
You know, the big thing is, you know, chrome is back. People are using chrome. Joe, you've probably seen this. Satin nickel's been a mainstay, but this new brush gold, and we carry it both in vanities as well as kitchen.
All right, Builder Supply Outlet. You can go to buildersupplyoutlet.com or where are you 5 miles away from?
Unlike David, who thinks we are 5 miles west of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall, we're actually, you know, when people sit back and go, Broadview, where is that? If you know where the Oak Brook Shopping Mall is, go 5 miles due east. You know, we're a stone's throw from it. You know, we've got a lot of customers from Naperville. You know, it takes 20 minutes to get there. It's so well worth it. Don't rely on your computer and a picture and buying it off of that.
Yeah, go see it in person. Touch it. Feel it.
Absolutely. Go back and look at some of the reviews that, you know, people, I bought this vanity online and it came in and it was damaged.
Okay, Tommy, now you sound like a commercial. Okay.
I am a commercial.
All right.
So come and look at it.
Awesome. 312-981-7200. That is the number to call the MegaPros phone line and text line. We have some calls on hold. And maybe we can all discuss some quick, inexpensive refreshes for our home as well before we get out of here. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. Wendy Snyder in for Hochberg today, 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, here we go, guys. You got to pay attention, Joe. Jeez. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg, MegaPros Joe causing trouble and holding court all at the same time. Huh. That's what you're doing.
It's kind of weird and fun.
You're kind of weird and fun.
So, if you want to know the thank truth. You, Wendy. Coming from you, that's actually... All right, Wendy.
Yes.
How many... You're humble. How many texts did we get that says, yay, Wendy, so good to hear you. You fit right in with this group. You guys are genuinely enjoying yourselves and being very informative.
Hockford, hey, Wendy, better look out.
Hey, Wendy, so glad to hear you today. Miss hearing you. Aww. Great hearing you, Wendy. Ask Joe his... Oh, that's a good question.
Don't go there.
No, ask Joe his opinion on the roof. We'll get to that. But Wendy is the best. Doing an awesome job. I have a HELOC with another bank. But so many people... I'm learning a lot from the program. And I love hearing Wendy Snyder back on the radio.
Well, awesome. Thank you, listeners. Uh-huh. And I like being here because I'm like a kid in a candy shop learning stuff today.
But that is so good to see how many people love you.
Aw.
Besides me.
Well, listeners, we appreciate that. And listeners, feel free to call 312-981-7200. We do have a call that I don't know... I would bet Joe could answer this one. Linda has called us. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I love the show. I love it today. It's so informative. It's always great. I listen. My husband and I listen every week, and we've got all our friends listening. We wish that we had started listening, you know, and it was available 25 years ago. Because I mean, we're in our house 42 years, and the things we have learned... I wish I knew.
It's a great show. I learned so much, and I listen to it. I'm not only, you know, the hair club president. I'm also a client. I listen to this when I'm not here. Commercial. So I get you, Linda. Where are you calling from today?
Harwood Heights, Illinois.
And your question?
I have three questions, unfortunately. So if you can give me even one or two, that would be great. We have a cinder block house that was the... a construction man, he built it for himself. And I just had it inspected because we felt for the first time in 42 years a little more humidity in the house. So a civil engineer went into the crawl space and said, oh my God, this house is built like a bomb shelter. Did you have it custom built? So I was real happy about that. He said, oh, it'll last another 100 years. But then he said, oh, you want to have this crawl space finished. It is under the entire cinder block house. And so he said, you'll get less money if you don't finish it, even if you've never had a problem.
Is it just true? Is it just gravel?
It is dirt.
Oh. Hmm. I have a crawl space, and we got ours encapsulated with PermaSeal.
Did you?
And that...
What did you notice different?
I noticed it's warmer in the winter because our family room is right above that.
Absolutely.
And less humidity for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm just throwing this out there. PermaSeal takes this really thick, heavy coating and encapsulates the entire crawl space. So it's... easy to slide your Christmas trees in and out. You know, you can move it because before it was just gravel.
It's usable space,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We did that at my son's house. And for this caller, I mean, you probably have nothing stored down there, but you do something like PermaSeal. Now you've opened up a whole new space for storage.
Yeah.
And that humidity problem goes away because everything's sealed,
doesn't it? Well, the humidity problem, I'm wondering if you have enough ventilation down there now. Linda.
It was adequate for the 42 years. We didn't feel humidity till a couple of months ago. So I was wondering, is there a water line leaking?
What
could be the problem with that?
That's also a great question from PermaSeal. PermaSeal will come out there and they will give you, at no charge, they'll give you an assessment of what's going on with the humidity change or the moisture change. And then they'll also let you know how much it is to encapsulate. How much was that, Wendy?
Listen, I'll be 100% honest with you. We have an old house that had nothing, so we needed the drain tiles. We didn't have sump pump.
Gotcha.
We needed everything. They have a great payment plan. Right. It was a lot of money.
Okay.
But that was everything. The encapsulation was not that much money.
I think it's $5,000, Tommy?
Yeah, you're probably
actually,
less. Depending.
It was less doing my son's
But
house.
Linda...
And they put a vent on our crawl space, too, and that might be helpful as well.
Yes, right. Yeah. Okay, Linda, I would call them, and like I say, they're nice to deal with, and they'll give you all your answers.
So what is question number two?
Okay, well, that was the question, was the humidity. Oh, and I wanted to know, say we're leaving quickly, because this is what my godson was afraid of that helps me. He said the money that you're going to spend for encapsulating the crawl space may not be the money you're going to get back if you're going to sell this year, because that's what we're thinking of downsizing to a condo.
So,
Amy, that might go to you.
I would agree 100%. You probably will not get a return on that money, so I would definitely not a 100% return. So if you're leaving, I might just sell it.
It depends what the problem is existing, though.
Well, if there's a major issue,
right,
then you've got to handle the issue. But it just sounds like if it's a humidity issue, that's not that doesn't warrant it.
Humidity is not up over like 50% or a problem. Okay. You know, because that's what the civil engineer said. It is not a problem, the humidity. It's just you never had humidity before, probably, that you notice it. You know what I mean? And this is the other question I have. I have cedar. We built an extension years ago, and we have cedar on it. Cedar needs to be replaced. Would I just give people something off if I'm selling it and let them choose what they want to do with it and not put vinyl or cedar? You know, should I not upgrade it right now and let the people coming through decide what they want to do and just take a cut?
That's a good question.
We would have to see it.
Yeah.
If you've got a problem, you may actually have to replace it. So if there's an issue there, you may be forced to replace it. Otherwise, the mortgage company won't finance the home.
Linda,
so that would be one to see.
What's the problem now?
Okay. So if I put vinyl on, because the front of the original structure is cinder block, and it has Z-brick and brick panel. And I love the Z-brick. The brick panel was expensive, hard to install, and not as sturdy as the Z-brick. The Z-brick has lasted 50 years without degradation. I mean, that's what's amazing about it. So now the other part of the building, which is we have a home office, the office is wrapped with cedar, but it's obvious it has a problem. So do I want to put brick panel on the rest of it, or do I want to just put the vinyl?
I would just put the panel. Yeah, I would just put the vinyl on it probably. But again, it's something that you'd want to ask a realtor for their opinion on that. Just because
so
we're not seeing it. So
the building and give us some
suggestions. Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Linda, I know you had a bunch of questions. I hope we answered most of them.
No, that's all of them.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
I really appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for you and your husband listening, Linda. We appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break.
What a nice lady, right?
She was nice.
All right, good.
And boy, what a way to describe issues. Like, I would be like, she was so specific.
You
so,
could see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she has all of her friends listening now.
Well, yeah. That's, gosh, God love you, Linda. All right, we need to take a quick break. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for him. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And we are back in action. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today. I have had so much fun on and off the air.
Me too.
Or off the
Me
on.
Too.
With this panel of experts here today. So before we go, let's get Legals coming up next with John Hansen.
Which is a good show.
I know everybody really said, oh, we listen to your show, John. It's a great job. Let's get Legal.
I like John Hansen in general.
He is a great guy.
Right.
All right, so he's coming up next. But before we get out of here, we're going to go around the panel of experts again. Amy Kite, Realtor, the Kite Team, Keller Williams, Infinity. How do people reach you? What do you want to leave us with as your final word today?
Don't stick your head in the sand. If you have an issue, please call us. Let us help you. If you are looking to get into real estate, please call us. We'd love to talk to you. And the best way to reach us is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
It is so nice to meet you in person. We've been on the air with one another via phone, but it's so nice to meet you in person.
Yes, you too.
It's better, right?
Yeah,
better
it
in
is.
Person?
It always is. It is.
So, Amy, when you say don't stick your head in the sand, right? But, like, you got to add, when you stick your head in your sand, you leave your backside exposed.
Yes.
And off to the next guest.
Oh, yeah. All right. I would like to welcome Elder Calderon, ComEd Energy Doctor. Mm-hmm. This was your very first time on the show. What I learned from you today is I am going to go get an assessment and see how I can save some money because my electric bill is way too high.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Come on our website, comad.com, ways to save. Sign up for a free home energy assessment, or you can call 1-800-EDISON. Reach out to the energy doctor online to find out, you know, why your home energy usage is so high, and we can help you out.
Do you still take those old refrigerators for $50?
No longer.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. I do. I'm saving them for the next time they start that program.
He's building a refrigerator house.
Yes. Elder, welcome.
Wall of refrigerator.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Have a lot of fun with David Hochberg when he's back. All right. And Josh Herman, Director Private Wealth Advisor over at BMO. How are you and how do people reach you, rather?
Absolutely. My direct line is 847-756-5512. Love to help you with any of your banking needs. I specialize in wealth management and custom lending, and happy to talk about that, but feel free to reach out anytime.
You seem to know a lot about everything, though, because I've noticed today, as I'm observing,
ask
which is
him
what
about
I do.
Alligators. See what he knows about. I'm not kidding. You had an alligator, Wendy.
I did.
Really?
Yeah. 10
As
years,
a pet?
I gave him to Brookfield Zoo.
How big was he?
6 feet.
A 6-foot alligator in an apartment, Wendy.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Killer.
I worked at Brookfield
my wife,
Zoo for
my wife
many
made me
years.
Get rid of him.
Oh.
See?
Is that before kids?
This was.
Okay.
Yeah. Before she married you, right?
Yeah.
Well,
We were married.
She married you with the alligator?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's love.
That
really
more than
is.
Love.
Well,
that's,
Josh, I did I notice, know. Though, that every time somebody had something to say, you chimed in because you do seem to know a lot about everything.
I appreciate that.
Really nice to meet you.
My pleasure meeting you as well.
And Tom Jenke, I've known you for a long time, Builder Supply Outlet president. People need to come in and check out your LED mirrors, vanities in stock.
Doors, anything that, you know, lots of home improvement. Take the time, come in. It's worth the drive.
It is. It's
and
fun.
So people can reach us by phone at 708-343-3900. Or more importantly, go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com. You will see pictures. You will see prices. And at the first of the year, you'll be able to order online.
Super duper. Nice to see you again.
Always a pleasure.
Mega Pros Joe Hogle. What do you have for us?
Hit the button. Don't let him talk.
Wendy. Did we have fun today?
We did.
Right?
We had
I think that's what this show is about, just being having fun.
And learning stuff. I learn stuff every time I listen to this show. And today I learned a lot more.
Right?
How do people get in touch with Mega Pros? No job is too big or too small.
Push the button.
Do you have a button?
I don't have a button. Ben, do you have a button? Thank you.
Megapros.com.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Someone that says, don't push.
Can I just say, Tom said...
Or push at your own risk.
Tom said, hit the button as I was speaking to you, and I thought Tom meant turn your mic off.
No.
That's what he usually means.
That is the ejector chair.
Well, thank you very much for listening.
Are you going to be back here next week?
Yes, I think I'm back here next week, but we have to go now.
All right, do you want us to bring you something?
We'll talk off the air.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. It was a great time. Really appreciate it. And listeners, thanks. And continue listening for John Hansen. He's coming up next here on 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, BMO Harris Bank, Builder Supply Outlet, and ComEd. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.